Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson Sisters. Heart is the name of their band. Bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2015, out right now, and all the other books that she's written, many, many of them, at least a dozen others, not counting the annual versions, each annual version of the J.K. Lasser series. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. She's a tax attorney, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, by education and profession. Barbara, tell us some of the things that we need to know. Oh, quickly, answer this question. What happened to all the extenders?
It's a wonderful question.
Can you believe this?
I can't believe it.
Tell the audience where it was, what almost happened, and then how defeat got snatched with the jaws of victory.
Where we stand is that 55 provisions, including many highly favorable small business
R&D tax
credit,
Section 179, accelerated depreciation.
The research credit, the credit for hiring certain types of workers, all expired at the end of 2013. We're in the final days of 2014, and we still don't know if the rules will apply. Everybody says, yeah, we want them. But meanwhile, the Harry Reid in the Senate has held this up.
But he put it forward recently, Barbara. He allowed it to go forward. The administration killed it.
Well, no, there was going to be some permanency created.
Oh, that was the permanent part. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
The administration didn't want to be permanent.
Correct. The administration didn't want it to be permanent. Now we have the issue, which would have made the research credit, which I think has been extended something like 17 times or something, made it permanent finally so businesses could plan ahead. No, we're not going to have that. So we're only even trying to get through 2014. Unless we get something in the next day or two, I don't know how the IRS and tax preparation companies can prepare. And last year, remember how late the tax season started?
Right.
We might not have a tax season starting until, I don't know, February or something. And think about all the people who expect to get their refunds and who want to spend those refunds.
Right. And of course,
think
that'll
about
do to the
what
economy.
That's doing to the economy, precisely.
Yeah.
They're so short-sighted with this political nonsense that they're not dealing with
it's just an example of how it's all about them, Barbara. It's all about the political class. It's like whatever's happening inside the Beltway is the only thing that's important. And Barbara, these extenders, the Section 179, the R&D, the employee credit, all that, those have been as you said earlier, they've been extended for a dozen or more years now. But in years past, they have gotten around to approving them by June or July or August or September or even October. This is the latest they've ever held out, isn't it?
Well, actually, not technically, because if you recall, 2 years ago, they didn't actually pass the bill until January 2nd. However, before Thanksgiving, they gave a nod to the IRS and said, we're going to do it. We might
go ahead and
get started with the form.
Well, but the point, though, Barbara, is none of this happens. None of this works unless the company, the business, gets the asset in service before December 31st.
Yeah. We don't know whether and I will say that the companies that are most affected, I've been following this, the farmers are up in arms because their machinery is expensive.
Yeah.
For many of us service businesses, $25,000 current allowance will certainly cover the iPhone, but for the you know, heavy farm equipment, they need that $500,000
limit. And Barbara, the winter time is when they're retooling and getting their equipment ready, so they can start planning it early enough.
Exactly.
If they wait till February, it'll be too late for them to be able to get ready for the spring planting.
That's right. And, of course, it will also prevent them from doing any tax planning
for 2014. If they put these things in place in January, February for 2014, will they extend the in-service date?
No.
Well, then why would they do it? Because if the dates are...
For what you bought, that's the break. If you bought it, okay, but if you didn't put it in service, too bad.
So why even do it? Why even worry about it? Because if I don't get it in by December 31st, so basically what it means is I've got to go ahead and buy it, not knowing what I'm actually going to pay for it because
that's
of the tax.
Pretty much the case. That's pretty much the case.
Wow.
The only break that will, I believe, get some kind of relief if that were to happen would be the transfer from IRAs to public charities for those 70 and a half and older.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You know, here's the thing, Barbara. I've come up with a new Twitter hashtag for when we're talking about these people, the political class, and the way they behave and the way they conduct their so-called business. It's hashtag without any sense of shame.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, how could you do what they do and not be ashamed of it, Barbara?
Well, please, you don't have to ask me.
Yeah.
You know the answer.
Of course.
But I certainly wouldn't run a business this way either.
It's amazing.
And you know, we're their customers, and look how they're treating us.
Well, I don't think they don't think of us as customers. They think of us as pawns, and according to Gruber, some of them think we're stupid, Barbara.
Not some of them, a lot
more
than some.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. 10 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. BarbaraWeltman.com, by the way. That's Barbara's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.